it's Dolly, and I want to wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas. You take care of one another, and you know that I will always love you.
You're listening to the Sounds of Christmas
podcast.
Hi, I'm Ken Kessler, and welcome to the Sounds of Christmas podcast. If you're new to this podcast, I want to start by saying thanks for joining us. If you're not new, welcome back. Either way, I'm glad you're here. Now, to avoid any confusion, I want to start off by saying there won't be any music played here. This is a place for conversation. I'll talk about Christmas music and some related topics, sometimes by myself and sometimes with guests. If you're looking for music, just go to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. We play the best variety of Christmas music all year long. Well, except in October, when we play the best variety of Halloween music. By now, you know that we lost Dolly Parton this week. I'd like to share with you some things you may not know, as well as a deep dive into her Christmas music legacy. During her amazing career, she won 11 Grammy Awards and 3 Emmy Awards, as well as nominations for 2 Academy Awards, including a humanitarian honorary Oscar that she won in 2025, plus 6 Golden Globe Awards and a Tony Award. She sold more than 100 million records worldwide and had 25 singles reach number 1 on the Billboard country music charts, a record for a female artist tied with Reba McEntire. She had 44 career top 10 country albums, a record for any artist, and she had 110 career charted singles over the past 40 years. Her 49th and final studio album, Rockstar, became her highest charting Billboard 200 album, peaking at number 3. Dolly composed over 3,000 songs, including I Will Always Love You, a 2-time U.S. country chart topper and an international hit for Whitney Houston, sold 40 million copies worldwide. As of 2021, she had appeared on the country music charts in each of 7 decades, the most for any artist. She also helped to donate over 200 million free books to children, which I think is one of the things she was most proud of. And I'm going to put a link to her Imagination Library in the show notes. So if you would like to honor her family's wishes in lieu of flowers, donate there. For the purposes of this podcast, she also gave us a lot of Christmas music. I think her first Christmas song appearance was on Emmylou Harris's album, Light of the Stable. She sang on the title track along with Linda Ronstadt and Neil Young, and that was 1975. 7 years later, Dolly released her first solo Christmas song, Hard Candy Christmas, on the soundtrack to The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas. It became a top 10 single on the country charts. Her first Christmas album came in 1984 when she teamed up with Kenny Rogers for Once Upon a Christmas. The album's release was accompanied by a CBS television special, Kenny and Dolly, A Christmas to Remember, and it was certified 2 times platinum by 1989. Dolly wrote or co-wrote 5 of the 10 songs on the album, and while many of the songs were duets with Kenny Rogers, she did sing solo on a couple, on White Christmas and a medley of Winter Wonderland and Sleigh Ride. Her second Christmas album came out in 1990. It was called Home for Christmas. Unlike Once Upon a Christmas, which featured a number of original songs, Home for Christmas is made up of 10 Christmas standards. The album's release was accompanied by another TV special, this time on ABC, and it was called Dolly Parton Christmas at Home. The special featured footage of Dolly in the studio recording the album, visiting and singing with her family at the Tennessee Mountain home where she grew up, as well as performances filmed at a church and various other locations in the Smoky Mountains. That December, an album called Home for Christmas with Dolly Parton, The Radio Special, was released as a promotional item for radio stations, and it featured songs from the album along with holiday stories. And if you're lucky, you might come across a copy on eBay. Dolly released Coming Home for Christmas as a single in 2009, but no mention of a Christmas album was made around that time or for almost 7 years after. She first mentioned that she was working on a new Christmas album during a Facebook Live Q&A in August of 2016. She said that the album would be released in 2017 and would feature songs that she had written for the NBC TV movie Christmas of Many Colors, Circle of Love. The album's release was delayed due to the release of her first children's album, I Believe in You, in 2017, and the Dumpin' soundtrack album in 2018. The album's release was mentioned again in April 2020 by Dolly's creative director, Steve Summers, who mentioned in a YouTube live stream with Linda Perry that his team was working on preparations for the album photo shoot and that it would be coming out in 2020. And sure enough, Dolly released her third Christmas album, A Holly Dolly Christmas, later that year. The album featured guest appearances by Michael Bublé, Billy Ray Cyrus, Miley Cyrus, Jimmy Fallon, Willie Nelson, and Dolly's brother, Randy. It peaked at number one on the Billboard Top Country Album Chart and at number one on the Billboard Top Holiday Album Chart and number 16 on the Billboard 200. The album was nominated for Best Traditional Pop Vocal Album at the 64th Annual Grammy Awards, which is really rare for a Christmas album. A bonus version of the album was released for digital download and streaming on December 4th of 2020 with one bonus track, a live recording of I Still Believe from the CBS TV special A Holly Dolly Christmas. A deluxe edition was released the following year, adding three more songs to the album, the live version of I Still Believe, plus the songs Three Candles and The Wish Book. More songs were added in 2022 for the Ultimate Deluxe Edition. The bonus songs included A Smoky Mountain Christmas, Something Bigger Than Me, I'd Like to Spend Christmas with Santa, Wrapped Up in You, Silent Night, and a previously released duet on Baby It's Cold Outside with Rod Stewart. Also in 2022, Dolly recorded a duet with Jimmy Fallon on the song Almost Too Early for Christmas as a single, though it would turn up in 2024 on Jimmy's Christmas album, Holiday Seasoning. Dolly was such a prolific songwriter and performer, and she sang with so many artists, I'm sure I've missed something. But even so, she left us a pretty amazing catalog of Christmas music that will be part of our holiday celebrations for a very long time. Thanks, Dolly. We'll always love you. Thank you so much for listening, helping me share some Christmas spirit, and for continuing to support the Sounds of Christmas station and podcast. I already told you how to listen to the station, and you're listening to the podcast now, so my work here is just about done. All of our episodes are available on the Sounds of Christmas website. Just click the podcast tab. And we also have a Linktree page, and I'll put a link to that down in the show notes, that lists most, if not all, of the sites that stream the Sounds of Christmas podcast. So you can scroll down and click on that, then find your favorite, click on over, and then subscribe, and you'll never miss another episode. If you have comments or suggestions on this episode, previous episodes, or the Sounds of Christmas station, feel free to reach out to me on social media or through the website. Thanks again. And may you always believe in Santa Claus.